He certainly made my mistake. So, in other words, if we did not have the Alphusim from Seite, and we just had the Posik of Babos HaShemita Becholtomei, then I would say that even Bershus Arabi, there is a distinction between Dobo Shemish Mit Aslishoel and Dobo Shem Mit Aslishoel. So now that we have the Alphusim from Seite, so I know that by Sofik Tumme Bershus Arabi, even Yeh Mit Aslishoel is Vegetoy. So apparently, the Rash holds. Now, if we didn't have the Alfuse from Seite, what would I say? That the Posik was as a boss Rashiiga Becholtomei, that distinguishes between Yesh Bidas Lishoel and Dein Bidas Lishoel applies to Shayochen and Shisarabim equally. But we cannot say that, because we have the Alfuse from Seite that by some term Shisarabim, even Yesh Bidas Lishoel is vegetarian. So in other words, so the Rashi is that the Alfusim from Seite doesn't negate the application of the Yalfu of the Zerzakosuf of Abos HaShemita Becholtomei to Sofik Tumme Bishus Arabim. It only restricts it. It limits it. In other words, if we didn't have the Alfusim from Seite, then the scope of the, so then this Zerzakosuf of the distinction between Yeh Midas Lishoel and the Midas Lishoel would apply equally to Sofik Tumme Bishus Arabim as he does to Sofik Tumme Bishus Ayochim. Now that we have Yalfuse, that Sofik Tumme Bishus Arabim is Veki Toer, so Mimele, the Xerzakosuf of Abos Rashiiga Becholtomei, the distinction between Yeh Midas Lishoel and Midas Lishoel does not apply equally to Sofik Tumme Bishus Ayochim and to the Bishus Arabim. But in the case, why not? Because by Sofik Tumme Bishus Arabim, we have the Alfuse from Seite, that even Yesh Bidas Lishoel, so it's Vegetoyer. But if there would be a situation where the Alfuse of Seite, of Sofik Tumme Bishus Arabim, is Vegetoyer, has no application, so then the distinction between Yesh Bidas Lishoel and Yesh Bidas Lishoel will apply to Sofik Tumme Bishus Arabim also. Now, where is that situation where the Xerzakosu of Sofik Tumme Bishus Arabim Sveiki Toyer, even in the case of Yesh Bidas Lishoel, does not apply in the case of Ein Yochel Yes. So that's Mashma Muchach from the Gemara in Ozia, that the Yalfuse of Seite applies only to a case of Yochel Yes, but it doesn't apply to Yalfuse of Ein Yochel Yes. Actually, we should say that the Xerzakosu of Abos Hashiiga Becholtomei, that the Sofik of that Yesh Bidas Lishoel, so Sveike is Tomei, should apply to Rishus Rabim too. But we have another Zerzakosu, that by Rishus Rabim, even Yesh Bidas Lishoel, so is Sveike Toi. But in the case, in the situation where that Yalfuse from Seite doesn't apply to Rishus Rabim, where is that situation? That situation is the case where it's in Yochlias. So the Alfut Xerzakosu of Sofik Tumme Bishus Arabim Sveiki Toyer doesn't apply to a case of Yochel Yes. Like Shnei Nizire, if there had been three people in the sea. So then the Xerzakosu of Sofik Tumme Bishus Arabim Sveiki Toyer doesn't apply. So since in a case where it's any Yochel Yes, so the Xerzakosu of Sofik Tumme Bishus Arabim Sveiki Toyer B'Yeh V'Das Lishoel doesn't apply, so Mimele the Xerzakosu of Rav Gidl applies. That in the case of any Yochel, in the case of any Yochel Yes, so then there is a distinction between Yesh Bidas Lishoel and Dein Bidas Lishoel. Now, here we have a Shnei Shvilim, that's a case of any Yochel Yes. It's impossible to say that both are Toher, one is certainly Tomei. So Mimele, so the case of Shnei Shvilim does not come within the Xerzakosuf of the Alfuse from Seite. If it does not come within the Xerzakosuf of the Alfuse from Seite, it comes within the Xerzakosuf of Abos Rashiiga Becholtomei. But even in such a case, even though it comes within the Xerzakosuf of Abos Rashiiga Becholtomei, since it's in Yochel Yes, we couldn't say that each one is Toya B'Teras Vadai, because that would be inconsistent with the facts. We cannot run counter to the senses, I mean to the facts. So Mimele, it would be, so on the basis of the Zerzakosuk, of Abos Hashiiga Becholtomei, so if it's in Yochelies, so Mimele doesn't come within the Zerzakosuk of Sveikitoya, Biteras Vadai. So Mimele, then it'll depend. If it is Yeshvidas Lishoel, so then it will be Tomei, because of the Zerzakosuk, the Alfusel of Rav Gidlo Marav. And if it's Eivid, if it's Eivid Asli Shoel, so on the basis of that Zakosov, it will be Sveike, will be Tomei. If it's Yeshvid Asli Shoel, so Sveike would be Toel. That's why the Rash says, V'hol chushneyem, hol lumoze deimei lishnei shvilim, echot Tomei v'echot Toel. ויולכו שניים בשניהם, ווסו טרס, ביחוד יש בידס לשואל, וביחוד אין בידס לשואל, ביושוס היוחיד, שניהם תלויים. So in other words, as the Maram says in Teitzves, and as the Rosh says in Nide, so in other words, that ביושוס היוחיד, so we have two alphuses. So we have two alphuses. First of all, that we don't regard Chazoke, and number two, that it's Tomei B'Teres Vadai. So even in the case of any Yochelies, where the second din doesn't apply, because that will be inconsistent with the facts, but the first din, that we don't regard Chazoke, does apply. So what the Maram says, and what the Rosh says, in connection with Sofik Tumim B'Shus HaYochid, is also true in connection with Ein B'Das L'Shoyen B'Shus HaYochid. So in other words, so ain't it true that we learn out from Satan that Ein Bidas Lishoel is Sofik Tumen Bishus Ayochid is Toya. Sofik Tumen Bishus Ayochid is Toya, but Ein Bidas Lishoel. But that is only with Yochelies, but by any Yochelies, so then of course to by any Yochelies, So then, of course, we don't apply the second din that it's Tomei B'Teres Vadai, because. But this aloche that we don't, that by Sofik Tumei B'Shus HaYochid we ignore Chazoke, that applies even to a Ein Bidas Lishoel. In other words, because we learn out from Seite two aloches. One aloche in Seite is that by Sofik Tumei B'Shus HaYochid. By Sofik Tumei B'Shus HaYochid, we don't consider Cheskestar. Cheskestar is Kimandelese. In a Sofik in Birshus HaYochid, so Cheskestar is Kimandelese. Then we have another aloche, that Sofik Tumei B'Shus HaYochid is Yesh Bidas L'Shoel, is Sveiki Tomei B'Teres Vadai, Ein Bidas L'Shoel, so is Sveiki Toya B'Teres Vadai. Is Sveiki Toya B'Teres Vadai. But that din applies only to a case of Yochelies. By any Yochelies, so then, Birshus HaYochid, there is no distinction between Yesh Bidas L'Shoel and Ein Bidas L'Shoel, that we don't say Sveiki Tomei, we don't say that Sveiki Tomei B'Teres Vadai by Yesh Bidas L'Shoel, and we don't say Sveiki Tomei Toya B'Teres Vadai by Ein Bidas L'Shoel. Mashenk in the first thing, that by Sofik Tomei Birshus HaYochid, we Chazok is Kimandelese, that applies equally to Yesh Bidas L'Shoel and to Ein Bidas L'Shoel, because two separate aloches we learn out from Sofik Tumei B'Shus HaYochid. Number one, that Cheskestar is Kimandelese to Sofik Tumei B'Shus HaYochid. Mandelese. So, and that doesn't make a difference. So, and then it's Kimandelese. And then we have another aloche, that Sofik Tumei B'Shus HaYochid, if it's Yochelies, so Sofik Tumei B'Shus HaYochid Yesh Bidas L'Shoel is Tomei B'Teres Vadai, and Sofik Tumei B'Shus HaYochid Ein Bidas L'Shoel of Yochelies is Toya B'Teres Vadai. And then we have another Yalfuse from Seite, that by Sofik Tumei B'Shus HaYochid, so Cheskestar is Kimandelese. This aloche of Cheskestar is Kimandelese can apply in all cases. It can apply Yesh Bidas L'Shoel, Ein Bidas L'Shoel, Yesh Bidas L'Shoel, Ein Bidas L'Shoel. So in other words, so as long as as it's in Yochlis. So Mimele, the Rashi says, so holy mazedim v'lishnei shvili, echot tomei v'echot toya, v'olchu shnayim v'shneim v'os tarz, v'echot yesh v'das l'shoyl, v'echot yesh v'das l'shoyl. B'shus ha-yochit, shneim tloim. Why? Because why shneim tloim? Because there is one yalfuse, that b'shus ha-yochit, so v'tum b'shus ha-yochit, so cheskas tarikim and the lesson. Then the other situations where we have yalfuse, that's tomei v'tiras v'adai, we have situations where it's toya b'tiras v'adai, but those situations are shayach only if it's efshali is. In order to be tomei b'tiras v'adai or toya b'tiras v'adai, it must be efshali is. But if it's efshali is, then we cannot say toya b'tiras v'adai, and we cannot say tomei b'tiras v'adai for the same reason. Because what's the reason as to why we don't say tomei b'tiras v'adai? Because that would be contrary to the facts. So if it's any yochelis, so just as it is contrary to the facts to say that it's that both are tomei b'tiras v'adai, because we know one is tomei, one is toya, so it would be just as contrary to the facts to say that both are toya b'tiras v'adai, because we know one is tomei, one is toya. So mimele, in the case of yochelis, then we learn out from Seite that tzofik tomei b'shus rabim. The topic tomei b'shus ayochid yesh bidas lishoil is tomei b'tiras v'adai, and topic tomei b'shus ayochid im bidas lishoil and yochel yeis is toya b'tiras v'adai. But if it's any yochel yeis, so then there is no aloche of tiras v'adai. Well, there couldn't be aloche of tiras v'adai tomei, and there couldn't be aloche of tiras v'adai toya, because it's contrary to the fact. But then there is another aloche. That by Rishus Ayochid, so Chazok is command the lesson. So Memele, that's the Rashi. That's the Rashi. We all who shine Mishneh, we also Taris, we are Hotim Bidas Lishoy, who we are Hotim Bidas Lishoy, Rishus Ayochid, Shneim Tluim, Rishus Arabi, Meshech, Bidas Lishoy, Sveik Tome, Vishain Bidas Lishoy, Sveik Toy, Shnei Mikvois, Shalesrim, Esrim, so Echot Show, Vechot Kosher, Hey Kabiech, now. Now, another situation. Shnei mikvoi shel esrim esrim so, echot shov veechot kosher, heikah beechot. Man, we also talks. Now, the person was toya originally, but he went down to immerse himself in the mikveh, and one of them is a shov. Now, if the mikveh in which he immersed himself, he showed, so then he became posel echad b'tumim, even though originally he was kosher echad b'tumim. Hey, kabechamim, we also taris his teretz. Why? Because we don't know whether mikveh number one is the show or the any show. So he can be teretz kule. B'sheini v'oso is yisreifu. So in other words, if you have shnei mikvois, shel esrim esrim so, echot shov v'echot kosher, heikah b'echot men, v'yos ataris, is teiris. And then is b'sheini, then b'sheini v'oso, so yisru v'monevshech. And here you cannot be telling l'hokul, because he was stable, the person who immersed himself in both mikvois. In both mikvois. And both mikvois are not shleimis. One is a shov and one is an eni shov. So it doesn't make any difference whether mikveh number one is the shov or mikveh number two is the shov. He is certainly posel echad b'truma. And the tares have to be nisra, because there are only two alternatives. Either mikveh number one is shov, so then he became posel echad b'truma when he immersed himself the first time. And he was not mitayah himself. Because true that the second mikveh number two is not shov, but it's less than emso. So if somebody becomes posel mechad b'truma, he has to immerse himself in the mikveh of memso. And mikveh number two, assuming that mikveh number one is the shov, so mikveh number two is the any shov, but it's less than emso. And if mikveh number two is the shov, so then he became posel mechad b'truma by immersing himself in mikveh number two. So mimele, it's not shayach to say toiling, because mimonev shech, he became posel echad b'truma, and then he handled tares, So when he became first lach with truma, he became sheni, and then when he touched the tares, so the truma became a shlishi. All right, yisur. Berishim ilu also b'sheni also is also yisur because b'monefshach. Berishim ilu also b'sheni ilu also. Berishim ilu also and b'sheni ilu also. Eilu ve'eilu minochei. Horishenes is teres shnis yisrifu, because as far as the shnis, this taris number two is concerned, there is a mnemonimshach. By the time he handled taris number two, he already had immersed himself in a shovdike mikveh. Whether it was mikveh number one, mikveh number two, what difference does it make? So the shnis is mnemonimshach is yisrifu, but horishenes we don't know. Because if Klapishmai is Galye, that mikveh number one was the show, so then the Rishene is the Taris number one at Meiris. But maybe Klapishmai is Galye, that mikveh number one was the Eini show. So by the time he handled Taris number one, he was not puzzled with Truma. So Memele Taris number one did not become Tomei, did not become Ishlishi. So Memele got Tele Lohok. All right. So, Berishim v'lo yoso, b'sheini v'oso yisrifu. Berishim v'oso, b'sheini v'oso yilu lochez v'shin istere shneis yisrifu. Now here, it is the last situation, and that does not deal with tumei. It deals with nidin. Shtei nosh, shenisasku b'tzipir oru yolei tzidam kisela. Lach hazman imtsol gabizu kisela. Val gabizu kisela. In other words, two women, so they found they were sitting on the same sheet, or they're lying on the same sheet, and then they found the kesem on the sheet. Now we don't know whether it's from this woman or from that woman, and Ksomim is only the Rabbanon, so we are telling the Hokil, but when can we tell the Hokel if it's possible to say this person is Toyer, not Tomei? We are telling the Hokel. But if we have two persons and one is Toyer, one is definitely Tomei, we cannot say this person, Ultosi Koin, will say this person is Toyer, this person is Tomei. So we have to declare them both Tomei. Now, here, if Shtei Noshin, Shinisasku Bitsipea, Hori Olehitsi Dam Kisela. So in other words, so if, let's say, a woman had a kesem on her body and she was misaskes, let's say, butcher work, or let's say she was misaskes in the tzipeya and that the tzipeya was bleeding, so memele uyatele, that the dam came from the tzipeya. It did not come from nidus. Now, the shtei noshim one is sasku b'tzipeya, and that tzipeya, the maximum blood that the tzipeya could exude, what is the size, the volume of his cell. The size of his cell. That's the maximum blood that they could possibly exude from the tzipeya. Now, and then they found ksomim that was coextensive with two sloim dam, not one cell of dam. But two sloim dam, let's say, this is the size of one cell of dam. And the tzipeya could only produce this much dam. And then they found on the sheet two sloim dam like that. So, two sloim dam. So, shtei noshim shenisasku b'tzipeya oru yolei tzidam kisela. Ulach hazman nimtsol gabizu kisela, val gabizu kisela. Well, gabizu kisela, it doesn't have to be dafke. I mean, when they were lying both on the same sheet. In other words, so we found, each one found a cella of dam on her dress, on her garment. So then, now we couldn't say that both dams emanated from the tzipeh, because the tzipeh could only produce one cella dam. So in other words, one cella dam is attributable to the tzipeya, one cell of dam is attributable to nidus. The question is, whose nidus? Whether this woman's nidus or that woman's nidus? So, it's not like I'm going to say, I'm going to Mikol Koleis, Pirish Pluyeis, because we can't toss a coin, because my hosis, Pluyeis, or is it Tarish also? Now, he, on our, Stay Mikol Koleis, now, Pirish, now here starts the Pirish, but we already went over the Pirish. Pirish, Pluyeis, Stay Mikol Koleis also, Bishenu was a Tarish, there is, Dari Tomo, Bishenu, Kirish, also, Shniyeis, we also, it will have a Medvar Amurim, ביתום ביתום חמור די קאנוס ביכ תומע יאו תומע קאל גנוח ליך און מיין ביכול מאס ניס אילו וועל טייער איז איך טייער הרים מיך חייס די חים די נוח איז ביאפ שול טייער שטיין אלע שטיין שלוי פויס שני איז טייער טאל נוקא תומע בגשני שנאך גשני שלוי שני איז שולי זיין באלמע ווען מיט תאמע איז א גשני איז וואס האט גשני איז ביז קוסן ני אבער שני איז יצ רום מאן פשח די ניט דו מיגיע סא גשני איז וואס פאך איז אויב זיי פדר גשני איז Und wie sehen wir die Geschehen, ist du mit Kalo, ist nicht du mit Chmuro, wie noch Weilu Weilu, aber Ifra mit Ami Parishis. Die Schnee ist Luis, wo ich schien ist Yisrifu. Weilu Weilu, du ist, hast du mit Marino, mit du mit Kalo, mit wem mit du mit Chmuro. Da hat du mit Chmuro am Rinnon, wo ich schien ist Luis, wo ich schien ist Leiris. Weil eine Teil im Schindoche mit Kore, du mit Kalo, aber die Maim Schubin, da war bis Eva, kannte du mit Kalo ist bei. Schau, ich war richtig, wo ich Maim Schubin, ich kann stehen in Luis, aber da mit du mit Chmuro, es wegen du mit Chmuro, Aslo, und ich sage, mach Sinn, wo ich du mit Kalo, explained it everything. Hamika gonna say that the sikhok ma mayim ne achim va mitatoy ki vagish ne sikh martin le tome kal shne im puyin dim gitalim ba hayda ve tome kal mi kom tam mit vagish sta le name bido yej vi das ni shoyl dum yel mikve shoy vi shem vi das ni shoyl dem mikve kosh vi shu sa yoch shne im puyin dim tas le khadn tas la bido vi shem ni vos o yisre vu dem monef shach nit mo shbare ish ve rum mayim shuvim shtei nosh va chay khaz gozet ev this has nothing to do this has to do it nide שני נושים אייב דייער בישני מקווייס און בישני שווילן נו קאט נאמע שני נוש און ווי זאגס ניד דער מייסל פיר קורע יקעס נאו סמיט אפ פאק איטס נאט סו I mean, we could explain that this union of Shtei Noshim Sheni Sasko Bitzipeya has relevance like Abitaris too, because in Ide, besides being a Surah Levailo, so it's Tmeo. So in other words, so it has relevance ligabe Tyrus too. But the Rashi assumed, he took it for granted, that here, the Tisefte is not concerned now with Tyrus. The Tisefte is concerned now with the Isa of the Bible. Because as far as Tyrus is concerned, why mention of Shtei Noshim? I mean, he can mention other situations of Tmeo. Why Dafke Shtei Noshim? Shtei Noshim has special significance because of the Israel Bible. So Memele, that's why he says that it's really not Minyan. All right, now. So let's go over the next Rash. We end over the Mishnes. All right, now, the Rash. Sofik Mayim Shubim. Shetiyo Aruch HaChomim. Kaleim Abimoki Mecho. Kedipnam Miseres Tairas. Eilu Sveike Shetiyo HaChomim Sofik Mayim Shubim. Sofik Yesh Bem Em So. Klima Sofik Koyu Mikva Bo Im So Ksherim Kedish Nofla Shuvim. Dishuvin Ashuvim Peislens. Sheyesh Libam Yisle. Klima Sheyesh Limokim Lises Lefin Loso. Sholi Gomu Bipsu. Shein Libam Yisle. Vimon Efsher Behim Inaye Di Nofu Paslu. Ulkach Shnei Em Suli. Vahaydim Tar Nuli Hoche Sofik Mayim Shuvim. Vimokim Sheyesh Libam Yisle. Haynim Yishum Di Shive Di Rabonon. Kedi Yise Bim Rube. Ufirik Hamichres Abayis. Vafim Kuli Shoyiv Di Rabonon Kedi Mashlim Di Sefti. דיקטון המקווה שנחרי קונו בו מוצא מולי קושט מפני שזה סופיק מים שובים וחזקס המקווייס קשירס כלי מה שסופיק מים שובים חזקס קשירס למקווה ומליקטון הרי קונו לקטון השנחי חוסר Now, so what does he say? So, אין לי בא מישראל even though it's נגיע את הרבנון because דמימון אפשר בהם מן היד אינו פסלו So then, we have to decide which mikveh is possible and which mikveh is kosher. How am I going to decide? By tossing a coin? You can't do it. So mimele, we pass both mikvahs. Ukach shnei pisul. V'haydim tarinon. Hoche sofik ma'in shuvim b'mokim sheyesh le ba'mi yisle. Haynim nishum b'shim ed rabono. Kedi yise b'mrube. Ufer kamichas abayis. V'afilu kuli shov de rabono. So at first he says that even kuli shov is rabono. In other words, like the Rambush. קרימאש רבי דיסף, דיקטוני, מקווה שניחה ריקו, ובו הוא מוצא עם מורי יסקושה, מפני שזה סופית מים שוב. In other words, if you left the mikveh empty, and then he came days later and he found it full with water, so then we assume that it was filled up with mikshon, not with mayim shum. So at first he says, how can we take for granted? After all, no one is testifying that he saw that it was filled up with mikshomim. Maybe it was filled up with mayim shum. Maybe goy came in and he dumped biyodayim water into the mikveh. So why can we be tailor the hokel? So the reason must be because even if it is shul, it is still kosher midraisa. So it's nigi only the rabbanon. So mele we don't have to be cheshi. Alright. Ubo matzik kosher molei kosher. Mipnei shedes avik mayim shum bechesek samik voi sheres. Klem shedes avik mayim shum bechesek kashras lemik. Umiktone reikam umiktone shim yichi choser. Umotzi sholeim shmamino de reikam name to have a biklum yikore mitamin amisofik. So he says, since he says motzi, Motzereiken, and then he found it mole, he doesn't say motze choser, and then he followed it mole, bashovi. So he says reikon, so that means that there is a possibility, the possibility that all the men saw were dumped into it. And still, we take it for granted that it's kedin. So that means that kuli shov is only the rabbi. Weid amu yifre kamen ipsochim. Gab im Masch gibt mir khaye mit kar kateri. Di khoze la hat du mar de mit neire is. Now, what the question is, so that way you can be hey we mach di mit neire is mit der reise in der gewis mai in der zoe in der rit von der zoe. But how did it come on there and rit von der zoe? It wasn't like that machine in the place. So someone must have spilled water on the floor of the zoe. So it is all. So how can you be tevel needles in that reveals of mine? Joe, the answer is with the right to show. So even though a person must have spilled it, you die on the floor of the Azore, it still goes on the right. What is Kuli show? Shmamino, with the right to merge the body time, there is any fashion by Shmini. ויבאים השמיני, יוכל נו דיקת, ואם עושה מקווה בתחילה יתויה, תאו נרח מים ובי, המקווה מים יתויה, מה מים בשמיים, אף מקווה שמיים. So the more as it rosh, I mean, the Tereskeen is it rosh, that if a person will take in his hands water, and he'll dump it in the mikveh, so it's possible. So the more I learned it, so the Tereskeen learns it out from a posik. From the posik, so he sees the rice. So that's an asmachtis. Asmacht balmi. Kide ashkron ma'isa peres v'yerek the rabbonon v'dimua the rabbonon v'neilim bilon the rabbonon and the tereskeanim and the sifro and the sifri mentions psukim on it. V'kule dorish mikro v'tereskeanim v'sifri. V'imte. So in other words, so far the Rash said, like the Rambam, that kule show is kosher the rice. It's only posik in the rabbonon. Then he says, "V'im tema, the kule ishu in the right say, the kule ishu in the right say, kosher amai posel chachomim shilekvam. Bishleim, if we say like Rashi in the Rashbam, that kule ishu v'ru b'ishu is posel in the right say. But miucho." Is kosher mit reise, then we can understand as to why the Chachomim were machmir. Chachomim are not interested in imposing chumres upon Klal Israel. Every takones Chachomim is grounded in Isyon. So if we say that Rubi Shov, Kuli Shov, mit reise is possible, but Miu Shov, mit reise is kosher, we can understand as Isyon, know that the Jews should not be nirshon. In mikvois of Kulishov and Rubishov, so they were misakein that even Miuchov should be possible. Because if Miuchov would be kosher, so then many Jew would make it Rubishov. After all, I mean, how much difference is there between Miuchov and Rubishov? I mean, he just chudasare. So a person will use his logic, his human logic, and he'll say, If you pour in biodine 19, so it's all right. So what's so terrible if two more so? So because of that, the Chachomim or Misakei, the tip miuchov as is yod. So the tip miuchov should be possible. But if we are going to assume that midraisa even kulishov is kosher, so what kind of is yod is it? The Chachomim don't make takones over and above the raises. The Rambam says that if Bez Nagodl will just make a new takone, not a takone in order to improve the conditions of the world with the Tikkun Olam, and not for the purpose of Isyot, but just a new chumre, so Bez Nagodl is able to say it. So the Chachomim never make a takone just like that, only as Isyot. So what's the Isyot? If midraisa kuli shov is kosher, so why would the Chachomim misakei the shov is possible? In other words, one thing is certainly possible that I say. You cannot, let's say, have a portable mikveh. A portable mikveh is possible that I say. A portable mikveh, you cannot make a mikveh on a boat. In a house, you can make a mikveh. Why? Because the house is attached. But let's say on a boat that is not attached to karke, you cannot make a mikveh. So because it's exerzakos of midraise, that mamayon bikarke, af mikveh bikarke. So memele, if shov would be kosher, now, how is one shave water? How does one draw water into a mikveh? How? Not with his hands. I mean, that's not the usual way. So he does it with the keli. He fills up a vessel. He fills up a big vessel with water, and then he pours from the vessel into the mikveh, into a pool. So many people say, what difference does it make? We store the water by pouring it from a big vessel. So let's be tevel in a portable bathtub. It's the same way. Why work hard and pour it from the portable bathtub into the mikveh? Let's be tevel in the portable bathtub itself. We don't have to work so hard. So because of that, the Chachomim are misakein that if any water entered a kele, so it becomes possible. And even if it's poured into the mikveh, so the mikveh is possible. So first he said that kulishov is kosher. He says that kulishov is kosher midraisa. It's only midrabono. Then he says yefshalim. Now he's changing. He says umi yefshalim abishuminyan the kulishov drabono. That kulishov is kosher midraisa. Do mi hod it nam mi sach spo um meisel verschen in dis woche nosen jode ragle kish ja wo mein mi hob jes psulim ale kamen bal gezing sherim za klau dober am kabel tume psulim dober shim kabel tume ksher vi am rinon verschen in dis woche im nale milo mar bechem shom bech ba babe um a koach mai un beyer mi k mai di toyer hab yos al di tare va hay kroga be mi kiksi um meise mine reile mai im khai el kli di gabi pora mi shen mash me kro שכל אבייס יהיו על ויתארי, ולא על דבר המקבל תומי. שמע מנו דשי ודראי זה הוכל הפוחס כולי שוב. So now he says that כולי שוב is פוסל מדראי זה. But he mentions another din. He doesn't even mention the psul of shov. He mentions the din of habiyosi al ditare. Now this din of habiyosi al ditare is not muskem by all the shame. The Rambam is chilik on the whole halacha of habiyosi al ditare. According to the Rambam, The whole aloch of Abiyosi al Ditare applies to Mayim Chayim, to Mayim Chayim. Now, let's say, Kiddush Mechatos requires Mayim Chayim. So the aloch is that the Havaye, the transmission of the water, so of the Mayim Chayim has to be done in a toyodike medium. In other words, if, let's say, anything that requires Mayim Chayim so cannot be kosher if it is transmitted through a medium that is Mekabel Tumeh. What is a medium that Mekabel Tumeh? Let's say a Kli Cheres, a Kli, a Kli Eitz, a Kli Matres is Mekabel Tumeh. A Kli Gloim is not Mekabel Tumeh. Kli Sruches is Mekabel Tumeh Mid-Rabono, but Mid-Raisa is not Mekabel Tumeh. Kli Gloim and Kli Adomo is not Mekabel Tumeh Mid-Rabono. So the halacha is, in other words, if you had to use Mayim Chayim for the Mechatos, in other words, how do you get Mechatos? So in other words, you take the ashes of the Por Adumeh and then you pour Mayim Chayim into it. So if you pour the Mayim Chayim, if you filled up a Kli Cheres or a Kli Matres, or a Kli Eitz, or a Kli Matres, or a Kli Cheres. Now, so you filled it up with Mayim Chayim, and then you poured it upon the Ifa Poro, so it's not good. Anything that requires Mayim Chayim, so the medium of transmission has to be something that cannot be Mikabel to. Now, most Rishonim apply this aloche to Mikvetu. In other words, that if, now of course, you don't have to resort to Aviyosi al-Litare in regard to a mikveh, insofar as a keli is concerned, because if water was contained for one moment in the keli, then it became shor. So even if it's not mikabel tumeh. But suppose you make, there is a pipe. Suppose there is a pipe, and the pipe, let's say you have a pipe that does not have a biskibul. So, if you have a pipe that does not have a biskibul, so then it does not become shov. When does water become shov? Only if it is contained in a kele that has a kibul. But if it is contained on a kele that has no biskibul, let's say you have a tablet, you have a plate, no biskibul, no rims, just a flat tablet. So then, and if water, let's say, will drop on this plate that is flat, has no rims, and then it will drip down from that plate that has no rims into the mikveh, so then it's kosher. Because since it was contained on something that has no kibul, so it's not, it doesn't become shov. When does something become shov? If it is contained in a kele, in a clay kibble, let's say a glass, a pot, it has a base kibble. But something that is flat, that has no base kibble, so even though water was over it, and then that water glided down into the mikveh, so it's kosher. Why? Because it's not shov. But, so if you have a pipe, if you construct a pipe that makes shov, let's say, if you construct a pipe so that make sure with the drop D, let's say you have water drops down from the roof, so then you construct a pipe on top of the roof and it's open on both sides, so it has no base kibble. So even though the water runs down through the pipe, let's say if water will run down from the roof, You set up a pipe on the roof, and even if it's not attached to the building, just it's portable. You set up a portable pipe on top of the roof, and then water, rainwater, drips down and comes down all the way, and it falls down into the mikveh. So it's not chov. Why isn't it chov? Because it's open on both sides, so it has no biskibul, is it? It has no biskibul. So, but if that pipe will be a metal pipe, now pshutikli matres is mikabel tumeh, even without a biskibul, so then, according to most Rishonim, the mikveh will be possible. Why? Because it was transmitted into the mikveh through a medium that is not ha'atoy, that is mikabel tumeh. So that's another halacha. According to the Rambam, this whole prerequisite of Aviyose Alvitare, that the water cannot be filled up through a medium that is Mikabel Tume, that is capable of being Mikabel Tume, applies only to Mayim Chayim. Anything that requires Mayim Chayim, let's say Kibish Mechatos, or Tfilas, Zovim Mutzroim, so they have to be tabled in Mayon, in Mimayon. So if, let's say, that Mimayon was transmitted through something, through a medium, through a pipe, that is, let's say, Pshutei Klimatres, that is Mikabel Tume, so then it's possible, as Mechayim. So it's possible with Tfilas, Litvilas Zobim Tzoyim. But as far as the mikveh is concerned, according to the Rambam, you can manipulate that rainwater should run through a pipe, an open pipe, that has no biskibul, even though pshutikli matres is metal pipe, even though pshutikli matres is mikabel tume, because there is no requirement of habiyosan al ditaro. In regard to mikveh, only in regard to mayon, in regard to mayim chayim, there is a requirement of habiyosan al ditare, but not in regard to mikveh. However, most rishenim achilik, most rishenim, except the only rishenim that I know that hold that there is no requirement of habiyosan al ditare in regard to mikveh is the Rambam and the Yerei. I don't know about the rishenim who say that. All the rishenim, except for the Rambam and the Yerayim, they say that this halacha of Abiyos al Ditare, that the Gemara in Zvochim mentions Ligabi Kiddush Mechatos, Ligabosh, Ligabi Mayim Chayim, applies to mikveh as well. So even though it's natural, so but let's say if it went through a pipe, an open pipe that has no base kibble, so show it is. But it was transmitted directly to the mikveh, that pipe led from the top of the roof into the inside of the mikveh, into the interior of the mikveh. So according to most rishonim, the mikveh is possible. Not because of show, because it's not abiyoson al ditar. According to the Rambam, the mikveh wouldn't be possible. Now the Rash is chelik on the Rambam. So the Rash at first says that Shov Kule is only possible in Rabban. Then he says that's impossible. And then he says that if it's Shov Kule, so then it's possible in the Raise. Why? Because if it's Shov Kule, so then Al Dikele, and Dikele is Mikabel Tume, so Mimele it's possible because Abiyoson Al Detumo. So it's not a Psul of Shov. He calls it Shov. Because usually when you fill up Kele, when you fill up kelim, so and then you dump it into the mikveh, some mele, it has two psulim. First of all, it shove. The moment it entered the kele, it became shove. And then that kele was the medium of transmission, of transmitting the mayim to the mikveh. Some mele, it's not of yourself, the tare. So why is it possible that I say? Not because of the psul of shove per se. It's possible midraise because of the psul of Abiyosan al Ditume. So the question is, so then, suppose he'll use clay kibble, clay adomo as clay kibble. Clay adomo as clay kibble. Now let's say, I don't think that plastic kalim, I don't think that plastic kalim am kabul tume. So that's like clay adomo. So then, the, as far as Shov is concerned, it doesn't make any difference what kind of a kele, whether it's kleyadomo, or it's plastic, or it's matres, or it's eitz, or it's cheres, or it's churis, as long as it has a kibble, as it's a clay kibble, it's some melee Shov. But according to the Rash, even the Maskone, Shov kule per se is not possible in Raifu. But Shov kule is possible because of the psul of Abiyosan al Ditume. So that is only Shayach. If it was Shov, al de kelim amikavun tume, al de klicheres, al de klimatres, but suppose it was Shov, al de kliglolim, even though it is Shov, kule, but kliglolim anat mikavun tume, let's say it is Shov through clay plastic, I mean, I'm assuming that clay plastic is not mikavun tume. I mean, it's not easy to answer such a question. But let's... So if it is shown how they, let's say, Kleglovim or Kleadomo, technology today so advanced, but modern technology is not invented. We don't have such failure. Maybe another year. So somebody will invent such Kalim. But Kleglolim is not Mikabel Tume. Kleglolim is not Mikabel Tume. So Mimele, according to the Rash, if it will be fully shown through Kleglolim, so then it will be kosher midrash. Alright, this is what he says. V'efsha, v'shivesh yaldi klei gloli, klei avoni, klei adomo, v'pasle mikve, k'di yise b'ferikame v'shabes, afu l'kuli shov d'rabonon, d'avios al yitar, v'hodi po b'ferikame yichir z'abayis, michlal v'shive d'raise b'it miyo, v'mashmed like ishum shive d'raise, v'lemoy kele b'kuli shov d'raise, so why couldn't the Gemara apply it? Why couldn't the Gemara apply it? So why couldn't the Gemara apply it? Because it shows mishum di stome ekoton etzina shchoko etzivkovi peis lamiko di mashpeke di kaimon afu mishli shalugi nadav ki kuli shov vahidi psochi in the bikar katerin di chozel hadvil the chozel hadvil. Now, so at first he mentioned the raya from the Gemara in psochim that kuli shov is kosher m'raise, but now he's saying that kuli shov is possible m'raise even though he does not passel it on the basis of shov per se. He passels it on the basis of avios al ditume. So what are we going to do with the gemorim psochim of kar katerim the chozel hadbil? As a matter of fact, it's a little strange. After he mentioned that kuli shov valdikli glolim is kosher midrashe, so it could give a very simple teretz. The Gemara in Psochim, when the Gemara says that bikar katerin, now his kasha was how he had to spill it on the karka, so he could say the Gemara has referenced the case where he spilled it on the karka from a kli glolim, or he spilled it on the karka with his hands. All right, so then you'll say, if he spilled it on the karka with his hands, now an odom is also mikabel tume. So mimele, it's not avioso nal ditari either. It's not avioso nal ditari either. Now let's say, suppose a goy spilled it with his hands on the karka. A goy cannot be mikabel tume. All right, so you'll say, how does a goy come to the azore? So, but kliglolim it could be, So why didn't he say this teret? So he says, he gives another teretz. He says, "The bikar katerin the chozel hadle mishum di efsha blo yam shoche di chinof for mayim aritz po mimshech eilef eilech vehadle kishuve sheimshicha kulo detail." So he gives another teretz. In other words, there is a halacha from shoche. Now there is a machlekes rishenim as to whether humshecha kulo is ksheiro or humshecha kulo or rubo is psura. But it's muchach from rishenim that even those who say that I'm shumshecha rubo or kulo is psulo, so it's only psulo mderabonon. But midraise, hamshoche is not possible. Even humshecha kulo. What does hamshoche mean? Hamshoche means, let's say, if you take from a kele, and you dump it into the mikveh directly, then it's all mamish. But suppose you spill from the kele, you dump it on the karka, near the pool, near the mikveh, and then gimel tvachim away, and then it glides down and falls into the mikveh. So then it's called amshoch. So the Meili says, when you spill water on the floor of the azor. So ordinarily, how does it happen? So you spill it probably here, and then it glides down from here to here. So by the time it reaches the other place, the other corner, it's already amshoch. So Mimele, but So even if we say that Humshi Hakulo is possible, so it's only possible in Rabbanon, but with Raise it's not possible. So that's why the Gemara says it's Chozel Lahadil Bey Machte Mitzineiris. Rabbi Teshuva Shemshi Hakulo. But then he mentioned another raya that shuva kulo is ksheiro mit raise, because we take it for granted that mikveh shenicho reiken motzem leyo. So he takes it for granted that it's natural, but if it's the raise, how can he take it for granted? So he says no raya. Vahidi mikveh shenicho reiken lidamiklal. Dosem taimik liktone shecheskes hamikvoi is ksheiris. Doch perushe distam mikveh oso mitvel bei. Umisveiket alinu lachshir. Zecheskes oise mikvoi is iseu bikashkes. Because after all, who is in charge of it? We're not going. So Jews are in charge of the mikveh. So Mimelo, we can take it for granted that it was filled up by Hechsher. We don't have the Bechesh. Not because it involves a Sveiket Rabbanon. Even though it involves a Sveiket Raise, so still we assume, because that those who are in charge of it made sure that it should be done properly. So he says, we say we can retain that Dikton is safe. Tina Ram Kaleach le Mikve, Machtesh is Nisuna Biside. So big Natina le Mikve, so big Nachtesh is le Mikve. He's possible. Mipnisha Apostle Mechiach. So we see that when there is a real Sophic, then we cannot be there alone. Now, then the question arises. So then that will be Kashe against the Shittes Rambam. That Rambam Shitte is. That even Kuli showed the Rambam Ri, that even Kuli showed is kosher midraise. So as I said before, that even the Rishonim who say that Kuli showed is kosher midraise, but where is Isofik? And that's the raya from that Isefte, you see. That the raya from that Isefte. So the Rash mentions from this Isefte raya that Kuli showed is post midraise, because we're not here in Hokel, but as the Gemara says, that even if it's Kuli Shov is kosher midraise, but this the Rabbonon is mochamo, because when it's Kuli Shov, it doesn't even have Mishem Mikveh. Mashem came with Tzrubei, any Shov, and Miuti Shov, so then Mishem Mikveh it has, but it's only Psul. So Memele Yatilo. So where there is a real Sofik, maybe Rov water, Chafalev so, Ishov, so then we cannot be Tilo. So apostle mitish apostle mechiyach v'im yesh b'reiv mikveh kosher mipnei sheze sofik mayim shuvim mikveh k'leim ha apostle mechiyach shein shlis l'itbazeh k'moi bazeh v'cheskas ha-mikvois k'sheres l'shayach oche avol ki yikeh reiv mikveh kosher misofik shma avol ki yikeh reiv mikveh kosher misofik shma minu lo itiru chachom mitsofik mayim shuvim mikveh elo davke yichad yikeh reiv mikveh kosher v'shom v'eilich shimit rabonon v'mrayis v'ru b'bot. In other words, he is arguing with the gross lomdes. The Gemara says that if it's Kuli Shov, so even if it's with Rabbanon, so it's still Zveike is Lechumre. So Manevshech, if that Sofik is Lechumre, so Miute Shov is also Muslim Rabbanon, so let it also be Lechumre. The answer is, if it's Miute Shov, so with Rabbanon Gufe, it has a Shem Mikveh, but it's a Posele Mikveh. If it's Rubi Shov, so with Rabbanon, it doesn't even have a Shem Mikveh. Voi Bepreise Shevei Selir, that's the Raya that he mentioned. Diktone, shtei mikvois, shel aboim aboim so, echot shovu v'echot kosha, v'tovu b'echot mem mitum echmure, v'osu taris luis, yikuli shovu v'drabonon, havel lo netaya misofik, keichad isharinon, sofik v'ayin shuvim l'mikve, alo shma mino, kuli shovu v'raise, uv'rishal medori v'drish perik basa v'msechas avizore, mashma d'meide kusoye, b'shive d'psulo, michlal d'have d'raise. Well, that's a faint raya. In other words, the Yerushalmi says that the kusim concede that a mikveh that he showed is possible. Now the kusim were not mining the river chazak. So if it is midraise, so we can understand this why the kusim consider that. Because that's midraise, they believe in the raises. But if Kuli Shov is also in the Rabbanon, and the kusim didn't believe in the Rabbanons, so why did they believe in the psul of Shov? But that's a faint riot. Because who says that the kusim are big lomdim? So in other words, who says that the kusim know exactly what is the raise, what is not the raise? So it might be that the kusim assumed the chov is possible the raise, and in fact they are making a mistake. But because they thought that the chov is possible the raise, so that's why they are makpid and chov. All right, so this is what it means. But maybe the Kusim don't know. V'yesh l'tchayisom, ul'kam l'fashenu v'fereshmi. Tanya v'disefti, shnei mikvoi she'im v'em emsom, v'noflo gimulugi, l'sichachot mehem, v'yodu aleizem enoflo, v'yacha. So in other words, what? You have two mikvois that don't have memso. Mikve number one, mikve number two. And Gimulugin fell into one. And we know into which it fell. Let's say we know that it fell in mikve number one. So we know that mikve number one is possible. V'yod leiz menoflo. V'akach noflo shniim v'in yodu aleiz menoflo. And then, again, Gimulugin fell. And we don't know whether the second Gimulugin fell into mikveh number one and to mikveh number two. Harim yochel lisleis vileima limokim shenoflu rishenim noflu shnei. Why? Because since it's negir de rabbanon. So, and since it's possible that limokim shenoflu rishenim noflu shnei, so we say that. Even though it's a 50-50 chance, but it's de rabbanon, so we are tail. No, so mokel rishin mokel vileima harin yochlis vileima le mokel shenoflu rishenim noflu shnei. No flush leish is slugim lisichachas men. Vein yodu aleizem en noflu. Vakach no flush niim. Vein yodu aleizem en noflu. En yoche lisleis. So he says, no flush leish is slugim lisichachas men. Vein yodu aleizem en noflu. Vakach no flush niim. Vein yodu aleizem en noflu. In Yochelis is Leim al Imokim Shinof Lishen in Of Lishnir. Echod Yesh Bimem So Veachod Eim Bey. Hare Neimel Lisich Shalmem Nof. Echod Shov Veachod Sheni Shov Vare Neimel Lisich Shal Shov Nof. Because we can be Tele. And there is a reason as to why we should be Tele, we call it. Nof Lo Beis Mikvoi Shein Bemem So. Hare Neimel Nof Lo Beis Mikvoi Shein Bemem So. Vinof Lo Gimul Lugin Lisich Echod Men. When you deal with the same enough, vacuum your duction in his mallow, a piece he may remember Michel Yitlo Bergman, Vintabo Bergman, the Osotare, his days, with Michel Sophie, my shoving mikve, because a day mail, Michel Yitlis Akas Miode, when you dea Ezu, Emily Shlias Teres Bakas Miodo, Vimosotare, Teres, with Michel Sophie Dai, Pirish, Vakaf no Fushnishni, Mishlish Lugmahir, Vimokish of a shame of Fushnim, Vido Koshal Agrizon. אין יוכל לסלי ששניהם פסולים, וכך יודו כשהוא נסמל, נמצא שיש כאן שני מקוויס, אחד כושר ואחד פוזו, ואינו מסליסן דליל, דרבונו מיתרים, ורבי איסי מיתמי, וצורך לטבל שניו, ומידה, so even רבי איסי, that is not a local when there is a חס קסטומה, but אם עושה תארס, is תארס, כדי אמרינו נמליל, דליטמי נמיתוי. All right, now, so we are through with this, the list. Now, I would like to really, I mean, I feel very aggrieved. The Tshuva Shia yesterday, I decided that I'll give the Shia during the second Seder in order not to impose a special burden upon the students that after attending the second Seder, they should be here. But then there were a number of students, and I'm not saying any Lashon Hara because, first of all, those who are here know who was here and who was not here. There were a number of students, and even some here, who did not attend this year, even though it was during the second Seder. I was very aggrieved. I was very aggrieved, and it was, at first, it was difficult for me to concentrate upon the Shia. I'm telling you the truth. It was very difficult, because I felt that as an insult, and as a disregard, not only for me, I don't care about myself, but for disregard for Aseres Yimitshuve, and that there is no searching of the soul, nothing. Now, if there was a special reason, so at least those students who had a special reason as to why they couldn't attend the Jewish year, they could have shown the courtesy. I mean, the same fundamental courtesy that could be expected even of a goy, not only of a yeshiva bachar, and explain it to me. That he has special reason he cannot attend the Shia. I was so aggrieved and I was so upset that for the first 10 minutes, it required a lot of effort for me to concentrate. And it's not difficult for me to concentrate because I have a lot of experience in concentrating upon the material. But I was shocked and I was upset. And I'm telling you, that right now I'll have to become more strict, because it seems that if you cater too much, so then students like to take advantage. And I don't care for the insult that he was hurled at me. I care for the wrong that you did to yourself. If Naser Simi Tshuve, when there is a Tshuve Shia, during the second Seder, and boys don't even think that they have to attend it, that shows that there is a certain diminution in the values of the Yeshiva Bahari. And many times I start thinking that Limi Aleove, so it's Liriko Lehevel, all the effort. For what purpose are you studying? To get a degree? Or you want to be even taught?
Another halacha of Mones by Lechot, or where it is Chadik Surah Biyot. There is one halacha, there is one halacha of Mones. Mones, if we say the Lechot, is not Mones. Gabi is Chadik Surah Lein Biyot, so then there is only one halacha of Mones. Mones, Gabi lo is Chadik Surah. So Lechot is Mones when it's not in conflict with Chesed. But if it's Biyot, so the Biyot takes off the effect of Chesed. Because after all, it's Biyode to remove the Hazak, to change the Hazak. So it's not a special Nemones of Biyode. The Biyode takes off the effect of Cheskas. So anyway, if it's Biyode, so Cheskas is Chazak Yisurah, is like Chloe is Chazak Yisurah. So maybe it's one of them. However, from Tetzis, it's Mashma, that it's two separate dinim. Two separate dinim. One din of Nemones of his echot by Surim, where it's always Chazik Surim, and another din of Nemones of Biyode, even though it's Chazik Surim. If Roche Roma of Nishwe Shrab, who shchitek, after God, the hashtag in Biyode is Akle, Mikoro Biyode is Shrab. Din Moike, so in order, so if it's Biyode, if it was Biyode before, even though it's not Biyode now, so it's still Nemones. Din Moike, am I Nehemon, kim di Chazik Surim, the Motinu Bishun Mokin, ki it's Torah, because we are Chodim Elogam. ומאי סין בכל דין די מהמון, אף על גב דמישייך, רי ביצוי מכל שחיתה מומחיני, כי גאי, שלך את הכל הרי שווין בית השחיתה ניקה. Now here we have a very important חידש in David, even though that חידש is nothing to do with Gittin, it has to do with Chum. But a very important חידש in this case is about Chum. In other words, we see from this case that when do we have to resort, and that when we saw in Gabi Sheikhet, only when בית השחיתה is not ניקה. But if the בית השחיתה is ניקה, we see, let's say, that it was water. We take a look at the neck of the brain. We see that it was water, that means that the simoni, the corner and the ratio were cut. That we see. That is beyond the doubt. We see it. But the question is, maybe while the sheikh cut the simoni, maybe shia, maybe droste, maybe chlode, I mean that five psuri. That's part of the shrit. But say shia is one. Shia means that if from the time he began the shrit until let's say he began to shecht and then he stopped. He stopped. And then he stopped for 5 minutes. And then he finished the shechting, so it's no good. Why? Because if there was that interval of time, if there was that pause between the initial act of shechting and the final act of shechting, and if there was such a pause within which you could be mouthed to behemoth and shechted, put down the behemoth and shechted, let's say if it takes, let's say, 2 minutes to put down the behemoth and shechted. So if a sheikh had started to shecht, and then he put away the knife for 2 minutes, and then he finished shechting it, so it's what? That means shechting. Or let's say, drosse means if he's not milch and maybe, but he just directly he cut it. Or chlode. Chlode means if he puts the sacking under the skin, and the shechting. So that is what? And the other shechting. So in other words, so when we have to resort To an emonis of a sheikhet is the Bitashkir is not Mikia. But if the Bitashkir is Mikia, we take a look at the name, we see the Lekon Tehne, we see that the Kohen and the Reishet walk out. But that was not. That's not everything. Could have been cut, the Kohen and the Reishet. But he could have put the sack in under the feet, water. Or he didn't move the sack in. Wasn't Melech Meir. So then the Shkid is Pshua. So in such a case, we don't have to resort to the monitor of the Shekhet. Then we can apply the Rov Mitzuyin to Shkid Mumkin. In other words, because we see that the Shekhet was Shekhet, because we see it wasn't just, the head wasn't chopped off, it wasn't shot, I mean it was, the behemoth died through Shkid. The question is, was the Shekhet in accordance with all the deen of Shkid, or he did not follow up the deen of Shkid? So we say, without the monitor, we say, Rov Mitzuyin to Shkid Mumkin, most of the people who share, so they know the deal, how it has to be slaughtered, and later there is a better kashrut, that the problem is slaughtered properly. So Munchenin doesn't only mean that he knew that the sheikh knew, that he knew and that he acted according to the deal, because after all it is just a deal to share in accordance to the deal, and to share not in accordance to the deal. If one knows, if one doesn't know all that, but if one knows the deal, so it is just as easy to share in accordance with the deal of Shkita as to share not in accordance with the deen. So we don't have to resort to the mnemonis of the sheikh. When do we have to resort to the mnemonis of the sheikh? That is only if the Bisa Shkit is not Mikya. We don't even know whether Shkit was performed. We don't even know. Maybe he just killed it. Maybe he just chopped off the head. We don't know. So in such a case, we have to resort to the mnemonis of the sheikh. So this is what Teta said. The sheikh says, so we see that even if it is Chazak Yisurah, but as long as before it was the other, even though now it's not the other, so is Nemon. That we rely on the Shechet, even if the Mishashkit is not Mikya. The implication being that in the case where the Mishashkit is Mikya, then we couldn't deduce this Aloche. That's where it was one the other, so then is Nemon, even though it's Chazak Yisurah. Because then we could say the reasons why you're allowed to eat from it is not because of the Nemonis of the Shechet, but because of Chazokhe or the Mimdane of Rov Mitzuyin to Shkite Munche. ומה יש בכל יום נאמר בכל שאלה חייבים שחילי מומחי כשדחת כל הרבה שבילה שבילה מיקה ומה שאני עושה עם חילה אנושים בשחיתו אף על פי שאני גדיס בכל שחיתו זה כבר שני סופי שבו אם אין נו נו זה בכל שחיתה אורי so then here's the most because it's beyond it's really far but we rely on Elisha too so the question is but there it's not the other so the answer is כיו שביוד הלאומי לשחית או להפקיר אחרים שישחית או כביולדון so ביולדון מין דווקא if it is Biyode himself, if it is Biyode to do it to others, so it's also Biyode. Alright, Vintena, Uminomo di Dehazam Bissum. So Teis Rashi said the reason as to how we know, because we see the Torah with Ma'an Lachon Strume, Ushchite, Nikuragid, Vichelet. So Teis says doesn't recognize that time, because as far as of course Strume, Ushchite is concerned, so according to Teis, that's another Allah, that's not a deal. Of Yidachodem Bisu, that's not the Allah of Biyod. And as far as Nikragib Zechil is concerned, so they will say, maybe Nidachod is not Nemon. How do we know? Do we have it possible in the Torah? Which says, that Nidachod says that the Gid was taken out completely, or the Chil was taken out completely, that you can eat it? We, of course, that's the Allah, but is there any possible in the Torah for it? So maybe not. So that's already this. Of course, everybody is made like that. And Nidachod says it was that the Gid was taken out, the Chil was taken out, and everybody will eat. Because of the Allah Chodach Mishum, but how do we know? Where is the Mokya for? Where is the Mokya for? So, Teisa says, V'yeshoyim al-yalfinu minide. Yashinu m'fiyat amadir. Yashinu m'fiyat. Yashinu m'fiyat amadir. V'sof olola. Now, the posik of V'sof olola atmo, in what connection is it mentioned? It's not mentioned in connection with minide. It's mentioned in connection with Zof, not in connection with minide. With the Raise, of course, with the Rabon. So every leader has a din of Zof, of Zof HaKeilet, that's the Rabot. This is all Achmiro Asmi. But Midrash, there is a distinction between Yidah and Zof, of course. As far as the Yisra, with Bayu is concerned, it's the same Yisra. But in the dealing, there is a difference between Yidah and Zof. So if she sees Dan, Bimei Midoso, so then she becomes a Yidah. If she sees Dan, Bimei Zivoso, and if she sees Dan one day, Bimei Zivoso, so she becomes the Shemera Sein Kinegad Yei, Midrash HaKeilet. So she has to count only one clean day. If she sees Dan, he makes the Vosso 2 days in succession, so she still has to count only one day, one clean day. If she sees Dan, he makes the Vosso 3 days in succession, then she becomes the Zovet Eile, and then she has to count Zayniki, clean day. But in Yideh, doesn't have to count, has to count 7 days, not clean day. Let's say, if she sits down the minute or so, so midraise, so even if she keeps on sitting down all the 7 days. So after the 7 days, she's developing teres habayot. Today, so midrabonon, every midah has a din of the midah. But she has to count daily kin. But midraise, there is no din of daily kin in the only that is of the. Now, this pasuk of Isofolo is mentioned that is of the Isofolo. There is a din of minyan of daily kin. But in Yiddish doesn't have to count any key. She sits down, and she sits down for 7 days, and she stops. So Balaylo, she's developing Tzara Tzabayo. That's that one. So when Teisa says, Yalfino Minide, he really doesn't mean Nide. He means Zove, but of course, the same name on it. But it's Zove has, so Nide also has. But the Pasuk is the Pasuk that is mentioned, Gabi Zove. Now what's that Wacha Gabi Zove? Zove Dele. What's that Wacha Gabi Zove Dele? So if she sits down, the Nide Zove, So she has to make it decay. And she protected the tower. And then she has to count 7 clean days. Suppose she counts 6 clean days, and the 7th day she makes it decay, she sees that. So then it takes her the whole minute, and she has to start anew. Again, 7 keys. So that's the aloche, Gavizove, that she has to count 9 keys. And if she's reo, in the 9, in the 7 days, so then it takes her the whole minute, and she has to start anew. Again, 9 keys. Now, so how do we know? The Torah says this awful atom, in other words, in the Baal can rely on. If the Isha tells, if the Isha, who became his oath, so she tells the Baal that she had 7 clean days, she had 7 clean days, and that she's developed, so she's in terrible battle. So we see, but how do we know she still tells the truth? So we see from there that the Dechot is never be so. The Dechot never be so. Now, there's some Rishani Wachilik, the Ramban is Chilik, he says that we don't learn it out from the day. Because Nide is a special Yota Kosov. Because no one could know except she. I mean, no one could know. So here the Torah gave her the money. But we could not learn out any other place from it. But Teisa says that we learn out Aloha, that will be soon from it. In Teima, in Keina to Yitzchak Yisrael. So if so, even if Yitzchak Yisrael. Because by Nide, when she saw Dam, she became Tomei. So she had a Chepatita. So, and it's a violent Gemore, whether Yitzchak Yisure is Nemo or not Nemo. Yesh Leima Ve'eino Bichezka Shetehireye Kolsho Uchshof Roshivo Teirom Meir Ve'lo Yitzchak Yisure V'gam B'yod Olimpe V'gam B'yod Olimpe. Now, it seems to me that the Pshat in Teisvet is not Tuterutin. It's not Tuterutin. That it's one term. Teisvet is saying, now, that what we learn out from Nide is what? We learn out from Nide, from Zobi, from Zobi, we learn out that he doesn't miss both.